We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Bo, and the topic is Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, a commemoration, a remembrance for our exodus from Egypt. Zikron Litziat Mitzrayim Mitzvah Doraita. The commemoration of our leaving from Egypt is a biblical commandment. Duchedichtiven, like the pasuk says, Leman Tizkot Yom Tzitcha Me'otz Mitzrayim Kol Mechayecha, so that you will remember your leaving Egypt throughout the days of your life. V'chazal Darshu Mizeh, and our sages derives from this, Yemei Chayecha Yemim Kol Mechayecha Leilot, that one is obligated to commemorate leaving Mitzrayim. Yemei Chayecha refers to by day, and Kol Yemei Chayecha comes to encompass the nights as well. Mikan Shemazkirin Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot. From here we derive that one must mention our exodus from Egypt at night as well. V'tzarich beyu godel chashivut inyan zichon Yitziat Mitzrayim. And we need to explain how this great, why is it that leaving Mitzrayim has such great importance? Till it reaches a point that we have a mitzvah by day and night, more than most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, that primarily the mitzvahs of the Torah are by day. How come when it comes to this mitzvah, suddenly we have an obligation by night as well? So the Netivot Shalom is going to explain. The Torah is a Torah of life. Shemura lanu ochot chayim. It teaches us the way of life. Ve'en bazichonot be'alma lema shaya ba'avar. And the Torah doesn't just tell us, commemorate history. Remember what happened in the past. U'mitzvat zchirat yitziat Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah of commemorating the exodus from Egypt, sha'atorah hirchiva ba'at adibur, that the Torah expanded upon the exodus from Egypt, yesh bezeh hora'at der chayim la'yudi. This commandment is really guideline for the Jew as to how to live his life. Shekol mitziuto netuna b'chomer b'vchinat tumat Mitzrayim, that a person's existence is in a material world, and this is really the aspect of the defilement of Egypt in our world. V'atafkid amutal alav, and his job in this world, hu latzet mimitzrayim, is to leave Egypt. When we commemorate Mitzrayim, it's because there's an eternal message that we are supposed to take from the exodus from Egypt. The world we're in, the material aspects of the world, are the representation of Egypt, and our job is to get out of it. And that is the Torah's commandment, that we remember the exodus from Egypt throughout the days of our life. That a Jew is always supposed to remember that his job is to leave Egypt. To leave the illicit desires of Mitzrayim and the defilement of Mitzrayim. Once to remember this, we say, in the days, bazmanim atovim, that's day is always the time there's light, the sun is shining, that's a correspondence to the days when things are good. Pechinat yamim, that's the aspect of day in Chazal. Tzarich yudi lizkor shekol ashlichut avura yarad leolam ileman yetze mimitzrayim. A Jew has to remember that he's been sent down to this world for the purpose of leaving Egypt, even when things are good. He's making $1 million a year. That, maybe that's not good. He's making $10 million a year. V'chol yemei chayecha l'rabot halelot, and when the pasuk says all the days of your life, to encompass the nights as well, gam bazmanim hachashuchim, in the dark times as well, v'chinat leilot, tzarich lizkor zot, in those times which are the correspondence to them is what we call night, and those times as well, he must remember, ki ze tafkido shel Yehudi, that this is the Jew's job. Uchma'amar maron admor morashdai zaya, sheshabbat v'chol ma'adim im zecha liyitziat Mitzrayim, like the Rebbe Morashdai, I don't know who he was, like he said that the Torah tells us that Shabbos and all the holidays have an aspect that they commemorate leaving Mitzrayim, hainu lazkir liyudi shalav latzet mi Mitzrayim. That is to really remind the Jew that his job is to leave Mitzrayim. Kol amtziut achumrit shel ha'adam, all of a person's material existence, he b'matzav shetumat Mitzrayim, it's at a state of Egypt's defilement, v'tafkido latzet mimitzrayim, his job is to leave Egypt. V'zeh atachlit shel kol shabbatot v'yamim tovim, and that is the essence of all the Shabbatot and holidays. ועל דרך זה הוא גם פירוש למען תזכור כל ימי חייך. And going in this route, we also understand what the verse says, you should remember throughout the days of your life, בחינת יציאת מצרים השייכת לכל יום ויום. That is the aspect of יציאת מצרים that is applicable to every day of our lives. שיהודי יזכור בכל יום ימי חייו שעליו לצאת ממצרים. That a Jew has to remember every day he has a job to leave Egypt. שיש עניין יציאת מצרים במדרגות הגבוהות, בשבתות וימים טובים, שהם זכר ליציאת מצרים. There is this concept of leaving Egypt on the higher levels that we attain on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which commemorate leaving Egypt. ויש יציאת מצרים בכל יום. And there is an exodus from Egypt in every day. מה שיהודי קורא קריאת שמע בבוקר ובערב, שהוא זכר ליציאת מצרים. When a Jew reads Shema in the morning at night, that commemorates leaving Mitzrayim, ולרבות הלילות, and when we say it's to encompass the nights as well, שגם בעת חשכות, כחשוך ליהודי, to tell us that even at times when it's dark for the Jew, ונראה לו שהכל חשוך וסגור אצלו, it seems like everything is enclosed, everything is dark, גם אז מוטלת עליו המצווה לצאת ממצרים, then too, it is incumbent upon him to leave Mitzrayim, וגם כפשוטו, עניין בלילות, שהלילה הוזמן התגברות החומר על הצורה. And also in the simple understanding, the concept of night is that night is a time when the more material overtakes what we call the tzura, the shape. V'itgavrut ha'tavot, that's a time when one's desire overcomes. V'gamaz tzrich lizkor sh'alav latzet mi'mitzrayim. And then too, he must remember that his job is to leave Mitzrayim. U'kema'amar ha'katuv, and like the verse says, avdei Hashem ha'omdim bevet Hashem ba'lelot, God's servants who stand in his home at night, she'elu ha'omdim bevet Hashem ba'lelot, that those who stay in Hashem's home at night, Hem ha'ruyim netor avdei Hashem, they are the ones that are entitled to this descriptory term, the servants of God, those who maintain it at night as well. At night when one goes home, no one sees what's happening, it's dark, he's in his own enclave, then too he has to remember he has to leave Mitzrayim. Omnam nitzevet layudi ha'sheila ma'o kocho latzet mi'mitzrayim, but a Jew is faced with the question, with what strength does he leave Egypt? Every person knows where he himself is holding. So how is he going to leave Egypt? The Jewish people at large had God leading them, but every individual, when he looks at himself, when he sees where he's holding, he's going to ask himself, how do I leave Mitzrayim? For even when it came to leaving Egypt, our sages teach us שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, that God said to Moshe, אין אתה גואל, אין זולתך גואל. If you don't redeem them, no one else is going to redeem them. היינו שרק כוחו של משה יכול להוציא את בני ישראל ממצרים. That is that only Moshe's strength could take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. ואיך יכול יהודי לצאת ולהשתחרר מטומאת מצרים מבלי כוחו של משה? And how does a Jew come out and free himself from the defilement of Egypt without that strength of Moshe? So, Bezrat Hashem, this is where we'll have to pick up tomorrow night. Achen, so, kvar ve'yarnu ha'inyan hazeh, dera kavana le'midato ha'myuchedet shel Moshe Rabbeinu. We've already explained that the intent over here is not Moshe specifically, but rather Moshe's specific trait, ha'anava, the modesty, ve'hashiflut, banit yached mikol adam. Moshe was singular in the fact that he was lowly, he was modest. כמו דכתיב האיש משה ענב מאוד מכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה, like the verse says, the man Moshe, he was more modest than all men on the face of the earth. זוהי הגדולה של משה רבנו, that is the greatness of Moshe, our teacher. כמו שהתורה אומרת עליו, like the Torah says, ומדוע לא הראיתם לדבר בעבדי במשה? The Torah says, why were you not fearful for speaking about my servant Moshe? Ve'amu chazal, and our sages said, you should have been scared from talking badly about him if he were just Moshe, afal pi she'eino avdi, even if he wouldn't have been my servant. Such a great man, such a modest person, how did you allow yourself to speak badly about him, even had he not been my servant? Ve'avdi, and just the fact that he's my servant, afal pi she'eino Moshe, even though he wasn't Moshe. And from here we see that Moshe had two great levels. The name Moshe in and of itself is the representation of Moshe's modesty. Moshe's essence was his modesty. Then there was the aspect that he was God's servant. So that's what the Netivot Shalom says. When we say Moshe had to redeem the Jewish people, it means that aspect of Moshe, that modesty. וזה היה הכוח של יציאת מצרים. And that was the strength that took us out of Egypt על ידי מידתו של משה רבנו, through that trait of משה רבנו, אשר חידש דרך גאולה מיוחדת ממינה מתוך שפלות והתפתלות. Moshe taught a new way of redemption, a redemption that stems from a person's being low, from a person's being modest. יש גאולה כאשר ישראל ראויים לגאולה. There is a redemption when we deserve it. שיש בידם מצוות וזכויות גדולות, that the Jews have מצוות and great merits. They're doing what they're supposed to. אך כאשר ישראל משוקעים בממתת שערי תומה, but when the Jewish people are sunk 49 gates of defilement, ואין בידם זכויות ומעשים טובים, and they do not have in their hands merits and good deeds, אין הם ניגלים אלא בכוח מידתו של משה, they cannot be redeemed, but with the strength of Moshe's trait, שיבטלות גמורה להשם יתברך. That is where a person says, Hashem, I completely make myself secondary. I completely make myself batel. So good translation for batel. Person makes himself negligible next to Hashem. There, okay. Okay, nullifies himself. Okay. Ke'ain ve'efes. That a person says, I am like nothing next to my Creator. V'zeo shama kadosh baruch hu l'moshe imen ata goel. And that's what God said to Moshe, if you don't redeem them, they won't be redeemed. Shebli abchina shelcha, habtelut ke'ayin ve'efes en derech geula. Without that aspect, your strength, your ability to say, I am nothing but my connection to Hashem. I on my own, what am I? There's no way to be redeemed without that. Without that possibility of modesty, that strength of modesty. Val zene emar. And about this it says, Leman tizkot yom tzedcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, so that you remember you're leaving from Egypt throughout the days of your life, shehakoach liyetziat Mitzrayim hu b'midato shel Moshe. That the strength to leave Egypt is with Moshe's trait, mikoach sheyudi batel umvutal Hashem yitbarach. With this aspect that a Jew makes himself null and void next to his Creator. Uvechol matzav sheyudi nimtza. And in whatever state a Jew finds himself, afilu b'matzav agaruah biyoter, even in the worst state, shum shukab memtet sharei tumah, that is completely sunk in the 49 gates of defilement, mikoach hashiflut v'abtelut, from that strength of modesty, of nullifying oneself, sheyodeh sheino klum v'ayin v'efes muchlat, when he recognizes that how minuscule and how nothing he is next to his Creator, Nigal v'yotze mimitzayim, he could be redeemed and leave Egypt. Now, you guys will forgive me, but I have no clue what he's talking about. I'm reading and translating, but I still don't understand what I'm reading. Ve'ita b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov zchuto yagen aleinu. I'm hoping it'll get clearer as we go along. And we have from the name of the Baal Shem Tov, ala katub ki tetze l'minchama aloi v'echa v'reit asus v'rechav am rab mimcha lo tirameh. When you go out to war on your enemy and you see a horse and chariot, a great nation, don't be scared. כי השם לוקח עמך מעלך מארץ מצרים, for Hashem your God is with you, who took you out of Egypt. So the Baal Shem Tov said, כאשר תצא למלחמה לא יביאך היינו מלחמת היתר. This is a reference to the war against one's desire. וראית עם רב ממך, you see a nation that's stronger than you, שזה למעלה מכוחותיך. It seems like it's beyond one's strength. The Yetzer Hara seems to be overpowering. לא תירא מהם, כי השם לוקח עמך מעלך מארץ מצרים. Don't be scared of them, for Hashem your God is with you, who took you out of the land of Egypt. כמו שבעת אשר עמד הקדוש ברוך הוא להוציא את ישראל ממצרים, היו ישראל משוקעים אז במתת שערי תומה. Just like when the time came for God to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, they were sunk 49 gates into defilement. ולא הייתה אפשרות להוציאה משם. It seemed impossible to take them out of Egypt. אלא שחטא הקדוש ברוך הוא מחתרת מתחת לכיסא הכבוד, But God, so to speak, dug under His heavenly throne. Kinyan sheneimar b'mnashe shechata lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu machteret. Just like it says about the wicked king Menashe, that when he repented, really he shouldn't have had a right to do tshuva, but God dug a way for him to do tshuva. Kach atar az HaKadosh Baruch Hu machteret mitach lekisei HaKavod avur kol Yisrael. So too God dug under His heavenly throne for all of the Jewish people. Umikan chizuk lekol Yehudi b'asher hu. And from here, every Jew has to be strengthened. Gam im en lo shum derech en HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ech she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu yigal oto. Even if there's no path for God to redeem him, yeda she-biyitziat Mitzrayim patach HaKadosh Baruch Hu petach lechol hadorot. That when we left Egypt, God made an opening for all generations, u-patach lechol yachid al yedei she-chata u-machteret mitach lekisei HaKavod. When God dug a tunnel, so to speak, under his throne, God said, I'm making an entrance, everyone can make it back. Even if you look at it logically and you'd say, after what I've done, there's no way I'm getting back. God says, yeah, the standard paths, there's no way you're getting back. But I make unusual paths for you to come back, and you're always welcome back, and you'll make it back. So when you go out to war, when the Pasuk says you go out to war, and the enemy seems to be overbearing, and the enemy seems to be much stronger, don't be scared, because the God who took you out of Mitzrayim is with you. It's Hashem. What Hashem is saying, said the Baal Shem Tov, is that when I took you out of Mitzrayim, you see, I did it against all odds. Not only against all physical odds, but also against all spiritual odds. By the same token, any time you feel overwhelmed by the spiritual world, that you seem to be fighting a losing battle, don't worry. Just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, there's room for everyone to come back. If not in the method that you think, than in an unusual method. Like God says, I dig a hole through my throne to let you back in. Now, I'm not sure what he means. That's what I said earlier. I'm not sure what he means that the way to fight this battle, the way out of Mitzrayim and the way to overcome the material world is through modesty. I think, and here this is my own understanding, I don't know if it's true, that part of our connection to the material world, part of what brings us down, if we'd really think about it, then we wouldn't be attracted. Think about it for a second. Any physical thing, what about it attracts us? If it were our logic, if we were really, really, really logical beings, then we wouldn't be attracted to almost anything physical. Yes, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to have a roof over your head. There are certain basic needs every person has. But the things that pull us down in this material world is the excess that we desire, and even the things that we need, the manner in which we go about obtaining them and the manner in which we utilize them. Now, why is it that we want a fancy house? Do we really need 50 bedrooms for our family? Do we really need the best car in order to get to work? Do we really need all the things we think about when we contend with this material world? What we're doing is we're trying to boost our ego, to satiate our soul, to satiate our hunger, our everlasting desire for self-fulfillment, for feelings of self-worth, with a world that's passing. When we try to do it with a material world, what we're doing is we're taking something spiritual that's within us and we're trying to feed it something physical. And this lie, this falsehood, is at the root of the discontentment that's been plaguing the world almost since creation. And all the more so in our generation, where the material wealth has reached proportions that people thought would only be in an imaginary world. I mean, what we have today, if you tell someone 100 years ago that in your house you could just turn a faucet and have running water, push a button and have a light, push a button and you have a screen, you see what's going on all over the world on a computer, every person today, you want to talk to your parents for free, you go on Skype, you see them in 1 second, I mean, people would say that's Gan Eden. Now we have it, and we're very discontented, because we're never going to have satiation from the material. The material is a lie. The material is a tool. But when we think we can get satisfaction from that tool and make that the essence of life, then we are lying to ourselves. So a person is going to invest a lot of money to go on that vacation to the Caribbean, but when he comes back, he'll feel empty. A person is going to spend a lot of money to get the biggest screen TV or the fanciest car, he'll go into debt, and then he'll start driving it. And after a week, he'll see his neighbor with a newer version. Or after a year, suddenly his is outdated and he hasn't paid it off yet. And he looks at himself and he says, wait a second. Am I worth something? And at that point, he has to ask himself, is my worth from the car? Or is my worth from something else? Now, if my worth is from the car, then I better get a new car. I have to be ahead of the crowd. But if my worth is from something else, then I didn't really need to spend that money on the car. So it's cyclical. And the question is, do we break out of the cycle? When a person lives a world that's completely material, and that's what he's saying, that the material is a representation of Mitzrayim in our lives. So how do we escape that? When we connect to the truth. Connecting to the truth is the concept of modesty. Really, haughtiness, this inflation of ego, is lying to ourselves. When a person stops and says, what am I really worth? Let's take a step back. Why don't we stop and say, what am I really worth? Because we're scared of the answer. So I'd much rather say, I'm worth the Jaguar. I bought the Jaguar. I'm worth the Infiniti. I'm worth the Rolex watch. I'm worth all these external things, because then I could lie to myself. I am worth. But if we stop and we deflate it and we say, okay, what am I really worth? So then that's where modesty comes in. Now, a truly modest person, so he is being truthful with himself. And when we work with truth, then we're working on the path to true happiness. And what we're doing is we're taking a route which is painful, it's not easy, but a route which will ultimately lead us to a balanced life. A life where we'll be able to have a certain amount of material goods and utilize them correctly, but they won't be the focus. They'll be the tool. So he says, when a person is overwhelmed and he says to himself, I'm in this material world. What do you mean? I have a job. I have to work 7 in the morning to 9 at night. I just get home in time to eat something, get to sleep, and get up the next morning to get back to work. How am I ever going to get out of this? So he says, the first step is getting that trait of Moshe Rabbeinu. That trait where a person says, wait a second, really I'm not everything I'm hyped up to be. A person is truthful with himself. That's the Hitpatlut LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the first step in gaining true worth. When we recognize that our worth is not these material externals. That's not the happiness or the value of a person in this world. That's the first step. And as we evolve, step after step, so then we could grow again. But if we want to get out of what he's calling the Mitzrayim of our lives, so then we have to begin by deflating the bubble. And deflating is a term I'm using purposely because we're headed towards Pesach. And on Pesach we eat deflated bread, we eat matzah. And the idea of matzah is humility. That's the concept of matzah. Bread is all puffed up. Matzah doesn't have all the hot air. It's just water and flour. But that's the bread of faith. That's the bread that took us out of Mitzrayim. That's this concept that we're discussing. Leaving Mitzrayim every day. Remembering our exodus from Mitzrayim day and night. So that's my humble understanding of what he's saying. I'm not sure it's right, but maybe it's right.